You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Piblott with you on this edition, looking ahead to the best of Wednesday's racing. What with today being Tuesday and that. Mr. Piblott, how on earth are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. I'm a little bit disorientated.
That's
the right word.
Yep, that's the one.
Because it's Tuesday.
Yes. What are you doing here?
I don't know. I think I'm sleepwalking or in a time zone or something.
I think you... Who are you standing in for today? Paddy Aspel,
Paddy Aspel, yeah. He's been claimed to ride at Wolverhampton this afternoon, so he's done a runner, and, well, I'm here instead of him because I've got commitments tomorrow.
Oh, have
commitments,
you?
Yes.
Really? That doesn't sound like you, Pim.
Doesn't sound like me.
You're a man of leisure.
Yeah, but I've got to sit for 6 hours and refresh my first aid.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
that's exciting.
Mouth to mouth and all that sort of stuff on a dummy.
Well,
I'm going to look forward to for the day tomorrow.
I was going to say.
But the great thing is, if I save a life in the future, it'll be worth it, won't it?
Could be me, Pimmers.
Could be you.
You never know.
I mean, you're looking a bit like you could have a heart attack, you actually. And I could do that old CPRS or whatever I've got to learn
That's
tomorrow.
That's the one, yeah, CPRS.
Yeah, so happy days.
Well, what have you done with the weather, Pimmers?
Oh, it's dreadful, isn't it?
Absolutely. What's going on?
Dreadful, yeah. First day of the Yorkshire show as well.
Oh, is it today?
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to be there today, would you?
That won't mean anything to anyone other than people in Yorkshire.
No, no, the Yorkshire show is renowned all over the country, you daft devil.
Is it global?
Well, I wouldn't say it's global, but it's certainly international.
Oh, that is true.
It certainly goes beyond Yorkshire, maybe to Lancashire and Surrey and Kent, because they come all over for it, man. It's big, big stuff.
Are you going this week? No.
No. How can I go? I'm here today.
Yeah.
I'm gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's happening Thursday
yet. Oh, well. You're not back in here, are you?
No, I shouldn't. One day enough for me. Poor listener. Hell's teeth.
But what I will say is, after weeks and weeks of proper summer ground, there's a chance that all of a sudden that could be up in the air a little bit.
Oh, certainly. I mean, because I think the forecast is pretty widespread for rain. Mm. Obviously, you've got the big weekend at York this week, the Magnet Cup. So again, bear that in mind. We've had an awful lot of rain at York over the last few days as well. So yeah, it could be testing ground there with the rain that we've had. So yeah, just bear that in mind. There could be a little bit of a turnaround in some of the form. Having, as you said, quite rightly, had some real good, fast, flat ground the last few weeks or so.
And obviously there's some fantastic racing to look forward to through the course of the... Well, I was going to say the next few days. It is really the next few days. It's the build-up to the weekend as much as anything. But Saturday in particular, obviously, you've got the July Cup from Newmarket. As you mentioned, you've got the John Smith's Cup from York. And there's also good racing from Chester and Ascot on Saturday. So promises to be absolutely mouth-watering.
Oh, yeah, something really to look forward to. And there's a little bit for everybody there, isn't there? And again, reading the article on the front page of the Racing Post, Candy says Caravaggio antics give hope for Lamato. I think, as he has said later on in his article, he might be clutching at straws there.
Possibly.
I think because the few little thick signs that he showed at Ascot Caravaggio, I'm sure the boys at Ballydoyle would have been everything to put those issues behind them.
Caravaggio 11-10, by the way, for the July Cup. Harry Angel 5s with Lamato and the Tin Man. 8 for Tazleet and 16s and bigger the remainder. I mean,
well, he takes so much out of the market, Caravaggio.
Yeah.
If you like any of those, you can go each way, can't you?
No, that is true.
A bit of value there, you know?
Yeah.
Bit of value. So, yeah. I mean, I'd love to see Lamato bounce back. But really and truly, Caravaggio does look the real deal, doesn't he?
He is a superstar, isn't he?
Well, and we just possibly need a superstar.
No, that's
as
true.
Well.
That's true.
As well.
Now, just off air, we were talking about... I was asking Pimmers how his health was.
Yep.
That's the one.
He's getting better.
And we ended up talking about some articles that have recently been scribed, Mr. Pimlott.
Yeah, indeed.
And there have been a fair few controversial ones.
There have indeed.
In the last week or so.
Yeah.
What are your views on them?
Well, we've got the best whip rules possibly in the world here. half of those people that have either spoke about the whip or entered into it through Twitter or social media or whatever, half of them won't have even picked up a whip to know its weight, its length, feel the cushioning of it and everything else like that. And B, the only thing I would say is that we should have the rule where if you break the rules, you're disqualified. Automatic disqualification. So, okay. Never mind, it's the big race and you've written it eight times instead of six or whatever it should be. Mm-hmm. For me, that should be automatic disqualification. Because okay. You've broken the rules. I think we're too lenient there, but the rest of the rules are very, very good.
In terms of welfare?
Very horse welfare. Yeah. I mean, again, I don't think there's any other country in the world that has horse welfare like we do. And again, you look how the whip is used in Ireland compared to over here. Mm. Completely different. They're far more lenient with the rules over in Ireland. So I didn't see what the timing of the article was all about. I couldn't really define where he was coming from as, you know, out the blue, let's ban the whip. Mm. Well, we've had no controversy over the whip, have we, of late? Mm. There's nobody been specifically done for excessive. I know James Doyle's totted up his things and he's going to lose, a few weeks riding. But in general, I think the jockeys do a blooming good job.
What about time trials?
Crackers. No? Absolutely crackers.
Okay.
Well, I can paint the wall in my house and watch it dry. So why do I want to watch a horse canter up? Mm. And then wait a minute and then watch another horse canter up.
Mm. But even from a...
What's that going to float my boat? What's that going to do? Nothing at all.
No.
If you're a speed merchant, if you're a sectional time person, you might think this is sexy. You might like this. But I think the majority of us live in the real world. And that, for me, is a no-go. Definite no-go.
If you were to write an article, Pimmers, about horse racing, what would it be on?
Well, I think I'd make the article on what is all good about it.
Okay.
Because
so we're looking at the positives.
Yeah, let's be positive. We've got the best horse racing in the world. We've got some of the best horses in the world racing here in the UK and Ireland. We've got some of the best trainers. We've got some of the best jockeys. So why not let's shout it from the rooftops rather than every time there's an issue, get the gun out, fire it into our feet. Mm. For me, that doesn't make sense. We've got to embrace the sport. We've got to sell it, not, try and undermine it all the time. Mm. We've got to let people know what's good about it out there. And we've got to really take it to the public and show them. I mean, such as the welfare at Aintree, certain places like that, that is just unbelievable. It's phenomenal horse welfare, and we need to let people out there know about that sort of thing. Not just us insiders know exactly what it's all about. We've got to get it out there a bit more.
Right, let's look ahead to Wednesday's action. We've got racing we're going to focus on racing at Catterick, Yarmouth and Bath. We've got two races at Catterick, one at Yarmouth, one at Bath to come. We'll start at Catterick with a 2:45. It's a filly's nursery over almost six furlongs. Nine of them are set to go to post here. And there isn't really that much between all of them.
No.
Obviously, handicap marks aside, you wouldn't really be shocked if any of them were to go and win this. Such is the nature of nurseries, and certainly filly's nurseries at this time of year.
Yeah, very competitive little race. Plenty there with nice... precocious pedigrees, the size like Acclamation, Kodiak, Swiss Spirit, Equano. So, yeah, there's plenty of speeder pedigrees there for us to have a little look at. It's an interesting little race. Lexington Grace was a readied winner at Nottingham on a penultimate start. Then things didn't quite pan out for her at Newbury when she was badly hampered. They go for the cheek pieces this time. Wouldn't know the stat on this, but I can't imagine that Richard Hannon Jr. has had too many runners at Catterick. And this one makes the long journey north, but I definitely think she is a player. But one that stands out for me is the one below it, Flo's Melody, daughter of Swiss Spirit. She enters nursery for the first time. She could be nicely weighted with a 8'4" on her back, and I reckon that there could be an awful lot more to come from her. That also could be said about Angel Force, the bottom horse, and also, again, about the top horse, Reflect Alexander, who's got some real reasonable form in the book. She was 4th of 12 in a listed race at Newmarket. She's in handicap company for the first time tomorrow. Mm. She could be a player as well. So, such is the nature of the beast there, that plenty of them come in with a sporting chance, and I'm just hoping that Flo's Melody can make it good on debut.
Interesting that you mentioned Flo's Melody and Angel Force, Reflect Alexander. They're three of the four runners in the race who are arriving here just off the back of the three runs so far. Some of the others are slightly more exposed. That could be key, couldn't it?
Could be key, and it could be key that, from day one, handicap is where they've been planning to go with them, you know. Mm. So they might find a little bit more tomorrow afternoon.
The 4:30 at Catterick is a very different test. Almost 2 miles the trip for this handicap. And we've got a mix of old boys in there and a few of the younger sorts, including an interesting runner that you may know a little bit about, Pimmers, for the Quinn team, Project Blue Book, of course.
Yeah.
A horse that has been bought by JP McManus and has had a decent spell hurdling. A bit of a different ask here, and there's some interesting contenders in this race, let's say.
Yeah, this is an interesting race for Project Blue Book, that's for sure. I mean, he won his good race in where was it now? Punchestown, wasn't it?
Yes.
Having shown some real good form over hurdles for the Quinn's Yard.
Or even Ferry House.
Ferry House, was it?
Mm, was right. Ferry House.
Okay, Ferry House. But anyway, it was there that he came good in. I think it was a Grade 2 company. And again, he's more than likely quite nicely weighted off a mark of 80. He'll have had a little bit of a break mm-hmm. since he last ran. But again, shorter strip fit for this. Whether this is a stepping stone to something bigger and better, that would remain to be seen for me. That might be the issue. But I think we know he's got plenty of ability. And we know that more than likely, this mark of 80 could well be a little snip for him. So definitely a player, Project Blue Book. The Quinn's had a winner yesterday afternoon. They are in good form. Mm. Jason Hart seems to be flavour of the month with the Quinn's as well. He takes the mount. And I thought the main danger could come from the three-year-old here, Addicted to You. Steps up in trip. Interesting sort. Won his maiden on the artificial surface. But ran really well in defeat at Hamilton last time out. And I think there could possibly be a little bit more to come from him, Addicted to You. So, thinking that tomorrow might not be the D-Day for Project Blue Book, mm-hmm. I'm going to side with Addicted to You.
OK, Addicted to You, but Project Blue Book certainly one to keep on the right side of in the coming weeks and months, perhaps, in that one. But it's Addicted to You, the selection for Pimmers for Mark Johnson and Midge Mullen in that Catterick 4:30. We'll jump back in time, but we'll head to Yarmouth for the 3:45 race, over a mile and 1 furlong, and plenty of, I was going to say, Yarmouth specialists, not in terms of the horses, but in terms of the jockeys and trainers that seem to turn up here for every Yarmouth meeting. We are quite familiar with plenty of these. That said, there are a few horses here that are still quite unexposed, and they're probably the more interesting runners in this Pimmers.
Most certainly, yeah. And of those ones, you've got First Voyage, who was a beaten favourite last time out. We were third of six at Haydock Park. Again, that was after a bit of a break. He comes here tomorrow, stepping down in trip a little bit. He's got the cheap pieces back on. So there could be a little bit more to come from this son of Dabawi, and certainly a player with the Buick in great form, and Charlie Appleby's horses running really well at the moment as well. Then you've got a three-year-old trained by Mark Johnson in the shape of Morning Suit. Again, he ran well at Salisbury last time out. That was over a mile and good to soft ground. And I would imagine stepping up in trips certainly going to suit him. Joe Fanning makes the journey to Yarmouth to ride him, so he would certainly be a player, as too would be the daughter of Dabawi, Dabara, who, again, fairly much unexposed from what we've seen of her so far. Again, she ran well enough in defeat last time out. She could be, again, a player from an informed combination of Jamie Spencer and Luca Kamani. So I think it's a very competitive race, certainly for type of horse that we normally see at Yarmouth. It is a Class 3. And I'm going to have to side, I think, for a quick-fire double, one way or the other. I know this comes after or before the race at Catterick, but I think Morning Suit will make it a double for across the card, double for the Johnson Yard.
OK, Joe Fanning on board this one. Morning Suit, one of the three-year-olds, actually one of the more exposed three-year-olds in the lineup, has had 11 runs.
Yeah, well, means nothing.
So far.
Means nothing to a Johnson horse.
No. Okay, so Morning Suit gets the nod for Pimmers in the 3:45 at Yarmouth. The final race we're going to focus on comes from Bath in the evening. It is the 8:40, a handicap over a mile, a Class 4 event here. And we've got 7 of them set to go to post. Now, a few of these have been running in slightly hotter company of these three-year-olds. A few of these are probably yet to show their true form, if you like. That said, doesn't really make it much easier. It's quite a trappy event, this.
Yeah, certainly. A competitive little race, no two ways about it. I think the top weight is the one they've all got to beat, to be fair, though, in the shape of Dewela. She ran really well when she was just dubbed, even caught on the line at Ripon last time out. She's certainly...
I think Pimmers broke there, listeners.
I think I did, yeah. I think I think she should have a little bit more to offer. She's dropping back in trip ever so slightly tomorrow. And again, she's certainly a filly that could progress further. Sybin Sorrell's had a few winners of late as well, so that's all good. He's obviously got Martin Lane on. He must like him because he's riding for him. That's always a Brucey bonus for the Sybin Sorrell yard.
We'll come back to that in a week. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It might not be Martin Lane next week, might it? Yeah. But yeah, Duala, I think, for me, of the others, I thought Glorious could again be interesting simply because of Mark Johnson, runner, and also International Law from the Brian Mee yard. He's a little bit keen, I thought, last time out. But if he can settle a little bit better, he could run a much better race tomorrow evening.
OK. But you're going to stick with the top one, Duala.
Start with me, for me, Duala. Yeah.
Duala for Sybin Sorrell and Martin Lane. Pimmers, can you spin us for your four fancies for Wednesday? Two at Catterick, one at Yarmouth and one at Bath, please.
Yes, we are indeed. So starting with that 2:45 at Catterick, we're going to go for the Richard Fahey-trained Flo's Melody. Then the 4:30 at Catterick, hoping that Project Blue Book runs a big race for the Quinn Yard. But I'm going to side with Addicted to You, who ran really well in defeat last time out. At 3:45 Yarmouth, the selection is A Morning Suit for Mark Johnson and Joe Farrin. And the final selection comes in the 8:40 at Bath in the shape of Duala.
Duala gets the nod then for Pimmers in the 8:40 from Bath. Thank you very much for joining me, Chris Pimlos.
My pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine.
Indeedy.
And we'll catch up with you soon. Enjoy the racing on Wednesday.
Can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.